this narrative of our mascot, a small boy about 10 years old.
Him? Sure. He came in a couple of minutes before the crooks. Don't know what happened to him, though. It turns out now I've got to go for the police.
I can make a pretty close guess.
You think it's something to do with the crooks?
Four of them might probably witness the holdup. I bet the crooks took him along and keep him from getting the alarm.
Oh, good Lord, Buzz, it was possible for him. We've got to find him.
NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. An exciting past, a romantic past, the era of the horse and carriage, gasless suits, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gil Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Missing Mascot. It's the eve of the annual baseball game between Yale and Colgate to be played this year at Hamilton, New York. The Yale varsity has practiced long and hard for the game, and as our story opens, the team is just winding up the afternoon.
That's it,
Todd.
Get under it. Nice catch.
All right, boys. Hold it off. That's all for today.
Nice workout,
boys.
Let's get to the show.
All right. Hey, team looks ready for everything
that's going.
How's your arm,
Frank? Oh, it feels great. I'll be set for tomorrow.
Hey, what time is that train leave?
7:30 in the morning. We'll have to get up pretty early.
Well, then I'm getting to bed right after dinner.
Mr. Merriwell, can I see you a minute?
Oh, hello there, Mike. Better get these bats together. We have to pack up everything tonight.
Yes, sir, I know. Mr. Merriwell, I want to tell you something.
Oh, wait a second, boss. What is it, Mike?
It's about that trip to Colby tomorrow. Ever since I've been the Yale mascot, I wanted to go on a road trip with the team.
Well, now, look, Mike, don't start that again. You know you can't go without your parents' permission.
Oh, yes, sir, but I have it this time.
That's right, Mike. You better... What'd you say?
I said I had it this time, Mr. Hadd.
You mean your mother and father are going to let you go with us all the way to Hamilton?
Yes, sir.
Well, I still don't know. You'd better speak to the coach about it.
I did. The coach said it's all right with him. He couldn't tell you about it, Mr. Merriwell.
Well, it looks like you took care of everything.
Yes, sir. Can I can go with the team, Mr. Merriwell?
Yes, but one important thing. See that you stay close to Bart and me during the trip. I don't want anything happening to you.
Oh, I will, Mr. Merriwell. You can bet I'm out.
All right, Mike. It means getting up early tomorrow morning. Our train leaves at 7:30.
Oh, that's not early for me, sir. I get up before 6 every day.
No wonder his folks want him to go with us. All right, Mike, you win. Right now, I'll pick you up at your house at 7.
I'll be waiting.
And remember, bring us luck in that day.
Don't worry, Mr. Hadd. I'm bringing you so much luck, you'll beat him about a million and nothing, I'll bet.
100 and nothing to do, Mike. Come on, Frank, let's take a shower.
Now, that took care of their number 7 man. Batting 8 for Colgate is their shortstop, Joe Parker. What have you got on him, Bart?
That's right. Doesn't pull the ball much and doesn't like him high and inside.
High and inside, right. Well, that's the Colgate batting order.
Are you through now, Mr. Merriwell?
I think so, Mike.
Oh, would you like to see my pictures?
Pictures? What kind of pictures?
Well, baseball pictures, of course. I saved them. Look, I've got a whole bunch of them.
Let's see.
Oh, I have all the big stars. It's the best collection in New Haven. Look at this one. Napoleon McGillan.
Yes.
And he was John McGraw when he was with the Orioles. And Willie Fuhrer of the Orioles.
A great hitter, that Fuhrer.
He sure is. And how about this one? Ed Delahaney of the Philadelphia. And Jesse Burkett of Cleveland.
You really have a collection.
And this one, Mr. Merriwell. It's not worth a lot right now, but I'm saving it. A new pitcher with the New York Nationals. Christy Mathewson.
No, I don't know, Mike. Mathewson looks like a good prospect, but he won't last long. Mark my words. Go too fast. Don't be too sure, Bart. He'll win his share of things. You hold on to that one, Mike.
Yes, sir. I'm going for it.
Speaking of pitching, I just remembered. I ought to oil my catcher's mitt before we get there.
Would you like me to get it for you, Mr. Hall?
Oh, no. It's back in the baggage car.
Oh, that's all right. I'll be glad to get it. Just wait right here.
He's a nice youngster.
Hey, sure.
But I still think you're wrong about Christy Mathewson.
How about it, McCabe?
Is it time yet?
Oh, yeah, I said I'll let you know.
Well, who's going to take care of the baggage man?
I will. You know it's a racket. I'm not.
Are you sure he's going to be alone in the baggage car?
Sure he will. He just walked in, sat down the head, and the rest is easy. When the train slows down at the big curve, we drop over the side. From then on, it's a cinch.
Oh, I hope so. You never can tell what'll go wrong, though.
Not that talk. That's the trouble, you new guys. Always have the jump.
I'll be all right, mister.
You see, you better be. Otherwise, I'll tell Clem it's your last job.
It's just a waiting to come on my nose. That's all.
You won't have to wait much longer, pretty boy. We're just about ready to knock off the job now. Come on. Time to head for the baggage car.
What you doing back here in the baggage car?
I'm with the real team, sir.
The real team? Ain't they picking them kind of young?
Oh, I'm just a mascot. I came to get a captain's mitt for one of the players.
Well, I'm busy with these invoices, but I reckon you can find it yourself. It should be over there back in those boxes.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll find it all right.
Well, let's see now. Where was I? Here we are.
All right, Pop. Yeah. Stand away from the safe.
Where in tarnation did you come from? What do you want?
I want that safe, Pop. Get out of my way.
Bandits! Why, my keepers, I'll take care of you.
No, I'm saving riches for God.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Nice work. Come on, let's get to the safe.
Now, take it easy, Fred. We're a long way from it, but yet, Pop here won't give us any more trouble.
Look, there's the package. Just like Clem said.
Naturally, we don't make mistakes.
No.
Let me see. This is it. A new shipment from Boston, huh? Now, all we got to do is wait till the train slows up outside of Midland. Huh?
What case? What was that?
Somebody's over there behind those trunks. Come out of there. We'll drill you.
But don't shoot.
Holy smokes, a kid.
Where did you come from?
I was at your letter for something, mister.
Look, he saw the whole thing, McCabe. I told you something would happen. It was going too easy.
Shut up, Fred.
He saw the whole thing. I'm telling you, the cops will be on that trail in no time.
Oh, they won't. Because this kid didn't get a chance to tell anything. We're taking him along with us.
McCabe, you're crazy. So let me out of here. I don't want to go with you.
Give me that stuff, Red. That's it. Now, I'll tie it over your mouth, kid. Just in case you get nervous.
Let me go. Stop it. I want
to. I'll shut him up.
Yeah, but now what? Well, we can't take the kid with us to meet Clem.
We're not. I'll go to the corners and meet him, and I'll just have time to make it by 10 o'clock, like we said.
Yeah, but the kid, what about him?
You'll take care of him.
Me? Oh, no, you don't, McCabe.
I said you'll take care of him. I get this straight. Leave him someplace in the woods where he won't be found for a while.
Listen, you're not trying to do me out of my share, are you?
Will you stop worrying? We'll wait for you at the corner. Shake the kid, get there as fast as you can. You'll get your cut of the job all right. Now, do you understand?
Yeah. Take the kid and dump him in the woods somewhere, and meet you and Clem at the corners. We'll be down from Utica 10 sharp.
That's right. Now, let's get Pop tied up before he comes through. You want to be able to jump when the train slows down at the big curve.
Out of Midford. Run the last lap now, please.
What's happened to Mike? The baggage car's right behind us. Shouldn't have taken him this long to find your net.
He has been gone a long time, but that.
Maybe I better see what's wrong. I'll go with you.
All right. I said you had trouble locating with my equipment.
He's passed right on top, though. I'll get the door.
Where's the baggage master?
Yeah.
Good man, the baggage master. He's been hit.
Get that gag out of his mouth, Frank. I'll untie it. Right.
There you are. The crooks. They robbed the safe.
What's that?
Your legs are free. You can stand up now.
Two men. They came to steal a shipment of jewels. They get away with them.
They say something.
Have we come to make the gag?
We're just pulling out of the station.
We got to get the police. Pull the emergency cord.
I'll get it.
That's it.
Gotta
get the police on the
player. Just a minute. Did you see anything of our mascot, a small boy about 10 years old?
Jim?
Sure, he came in a couple of minutes before the cook. Don't know what happened to him, though. Can't talk now. Gotta go to the police.
What could have happened to Mike, though?
There's no sign of him at all.
I can make a pretty close guess. You don't think it's something to do with the crook?
A poor little Mike probably saw the holdup. I'll bet the crook saw him and took him along to keep him from giving the alarm.
But good Lord, because they're responsible for him. We've got to find him.
And we're going to. Come on, Bart. We'll ask the coach's permission to leave the train here at Medford. We can get to Hamilton after we find Mike.
Cab Turk, finest carriage in town. Take you anywhere you want to go.
Cab Turk.
Oh, Hattie, just a minute.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, step right in.
We don't want a cab right now, but we would like a little information. Can you help us?
Information? Well, that depends, sir.
We're looking for a little boy. We think he got out the train here with two men.
Yes, preserve us. Another one? Why is everyone from the train looking for two men? Can you tell me that now?
Well, it's a robbery. Two men cleaned out the safe in the baggage car and took the little boy along with them.
Crooks, is it? Well, what do you think of that?
We've already asked the other hatches. No one seems to have seen them.
Well, they must have jumped off on the opposite side of the train.
No, no. I'm sure they didn't do that.
How do you know?
Well, they was after being late to meet the train. That's how. Once you pulled in, I was in the hack over there on the other side of the track. No one got off the train on that side. No one at all.
Oh, that's it. I don't know how they managed it, but they vanished in the thin air.
Well, no, you wouldn't be jumping to any conclusions like that, young man.
Why, bless my soul.
There's your answer.
Ha, I said it myself.
He jumped off the train before he'd ever pulled into Medford.
Oh, not a criminal, not carrying a load of jewelry, to say nothing of poor little Mike.
Don't be too sure of that now, lad. Who could do it when the train was moving a little slow, like?
Of course, I remember now. Right before we pulled into Medford, the train did slow almost to a stop.
Sure, it did. To the horseshoe curve. All the trains do that.
I think that's the answer, Frank. It was going slow enough for them to get off with their loot and with Mike.
Look, you know where the exact spot is?
Where the train slowed up? Bless your heart, lad, and of course I do. After 30 years meeting these friends, I could tell you everything you'd be after wanting to know about it.
How far back is it?
Well, about a mile, give or take a little. But the train's pulling out, lad. You better be getting back aboard.
We're not going back. Can you drive us out to that spot?
Why, sure. Who else could be doing it?
Then hurry. You'll make it worth your while.
Tired.
It's no use, Bart. We've searched every inch along here. There's no sign of them.
Even if they did jump the train, there's no way of knowing which way they went.
I suppose not. Well, they got away. The only thing to do now is to leave it to the police. Hey, Bart. What's that mean this way?
Oh, this paper? Oh, I don't know. It's just... So wait a minute, Frank. Look at this.
What pursued Christine is this?
I'll bet this is Mike. She must have found some way to drop it here, hoping that we'd find it.
Of course. But there must be others around here somewhere. If I know Mike, he'd do anything he could to leave a trail.
We're going to separate and start looking.
Right. You go over that way and I'll...
Hold it. Maybe we won't have to separate. Look there on that bush.
It's another one, all right. A picture of Cy Young. That means they must have carried him this way along this path through the woods.
Well, I don't see any more, though.
There. At the foot of that tree.
You're right. It's his picture of John McGraw. We're on the trail now for sure.
Here it is, Frank. Just a bigger picture.
And no sign of Mike anywhere.
Oh, that's bad. We picked up his whole collection.
At least we know we're in the right direction.
Yeah, so now what? Cat flashes off three different ways just ahead.
Now we'll have to explore all three of them.
But that takes time. We'll never catch him now.
And there's a meadow just beyond here, too. If they cross that, no telling what way they went.
Oh, if only those crows weren't having a convention over there, maybe we could hear ourselves there.
They're really cutting up, aren't they?
What do you suppose?
Hey, you don't think it's a big...
They certainly are bothered about something. Look how they keep speaking, a clump of trees.
That means they've spotted something unusual.
Let's go over there, Bart. You never know.
There they go. Flying away.
That's the spot right ahead of us. If I know anything about crows, we'll find something there.
Right, you're right. Look, tied to that trap.
Come on, it's Mike. Mike, we'll have you loose in a minute.
You take my penknife and kind of move
fast. Oh, poor little kid. Now,
listen up. Oh, Mr. Larry, well, the bunch of neighbors are here.
Are you all right, Mike? Did they hurt you, son?
No.
No, I'm just scared. At least I was.
I don't blame you. Where are they?
Just one of them dropped me. The other one up in his car.
Who?
I think that's who they said. Clem. I couldn't hear so good. They tied the scarf pretty tight around my head, and I couldn't understand everything they said.
Do you know where they went? Where they were going to meet this Clem?
I'm not sure, Mr. Murillo. It sounded like they said Hornets or something like that.
Well, the police can tell us what Hornets is. We'll have to report this to them at once.
And you better hurry. Don't forget, we still have a game today.
By the way, Mike, that was a smart bit of headwork, dropping those pictures of yours for a trail.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Murillo. Did you find all of them?
Every one right there in my pocket.
Oh, Jack, that's wonderful. I'd be getting sore at those crooks if they made me lose my collection.
No one in that restaurant has seen anyone like those two men you described last night.
Yes.
When the police captain told us there was a restaurant in town called Hornets, I thought we'd really stumbled on something.
So did I. Hey, wait a minute.
What's that?
You're sure that's the name you heard, Mike?
Well, I think so.
What time did they say they were meeting Clem at Hornets?
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's after 11 now. They're probably on their way out of the state.
Oh, I hate to see them get away. But, Frank, we've still got to get to Hamilton in time for the Colgate day.
God, yes, Mr. Marilla.
We'll get there, Mike. There's a livery stable down the block. We'll hire an automobile and drive into Hamilton.
An automobile? Gosh, do you really need it again?
Well, there's no harm in trying, Mike. Let's find out.
Go ahead, keep them
behind
those bushes out of sight of the road.
Yeah, all right. Where's Clem?
That's what I
want to
know.
I thought I'd miss you, Ed. I got a little lost back there. It must be 11 o'clock.
20 after.
What happened to Clem, anyhow?
I wish I knew. All he can do is wait here at the corners, like he said. But if I know Clem, he'll show up sooner or later.
Yeah, but I hope it's soon.
What about the kid? What do you do with him?
Ah, he's all right. I tied him to a tree back in the woods. Nobody will find him in a hurry.
Good. As soon as Clem shows up, he'll get away as clean as a whistle.
Hey, listen.
Huh?
Come on, it's Clem.
He's gone. You dope. I can't come the wrong way.
Huh? Well, yes. Yes, that's right. Listen, kid. Here he comes.
Just a couple of young punks and a kid out to drive.
Okay, but my ice cream tricked on me. Wasn't that the kid in the baggage car?
It isn't the plane. I thought you were up in the woods.
Yeah, I did, but Mr. Sam.
Ah, you head. Oh, 10-year-old brats look alike.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, I guess so.
I don't get it. We haven't got a thing to worry about. Clem will be along any minute, and we'll be on our way with a fortune in our pockets.
This is fun. I never rode in a real car before.
Are you sure you took the right turn at the crossroads first?
Positive.
I read the signpost. We haven't got far to go now.
Well, it's a good thing, too. We'll just about make battery pressure.
Hey, what's that man doing on the road up there?
He's driving us down, Fred. Must be some kind of trouble up ahead.
We'll see.
What's the trouble, mister?
Not to climb back, son. We can't go any further on this road.
Well, what's the matter?
Bridge up. Gotta take the detour. Where are you bound?
We want to get to Hamilton.
Hamilton, eh? That's it. Go back a piece the way you come.
You mean to the crossroads?
That's right, son. Take a left turn, go down about a half a mile, take another left turn. That'll bring you back on the Utica Road. Go right through Hamilton.
Thanks very much.
That's all. Don't miss that train at the corners, though.
You won't.
The corners. Mr. Manuel, the corners.
Well, that's nothing to get excited about, Mike.
But it is. That's what I heard the cook say. The corners, not Hornets. I remember it now. And he said Clem would be coming down from Utica and would meet them at the corners.
But you suppose we could... Oh, even if that is the place, we'd never find them now. They would have meet over an hour ago.
Oh, gee, that's right, Mr. Hatch. I'm sorry, I didn't remember it sooner.
Hold on a minute. It's just a chance. Let's get that Watchman back again. Oh, Watchman! Watchman!
Yes, I'm coming. Now, Watchman.
Watchman, is there any way to get from Utica to the corners back there without taking the detour?
You came back this way? Of course there ain't. You'd have to take the detour.
And how much longer would it take you?
Oh, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Why?
Thanks very much. Can we park the car here for a few minutes?
Sure, go ahead. Don't bother me none way. You park the car.
Sir. I've got a plan. It may sound crazy, and then again, it might stop those crooks.
That linen duster and cap on, you'll be hard to recognize, all right.
That's what I'm counting on, Mike. Now, Bart, hand me those goggles and gloves.
Huh? Here, Pat. The lucky thing to have this stuff in the car.
Just these goggles for testing. There we are. How do I look?
Well, Mike's right. You can pose as almost anybody in that outfit.
But golly, Mr. Mayor, what makes you so sure those crooks are still running?
I'm not sure, but I'm counting on their friend Clem being delayed by the detour. I think they'll hide out until he shows up, and if they do, we can smoke them out into the open.
I hope you're right. This would be fun to watch.
But you won't get to watch it, Mike.
Ah, gee, Mr. Miller.
I'm sorry. You've seen enough already. The watchman will keep an eye on you while we drive back to the corner.
Cheer up, Mike. It's the best way. But how about me, Fred? Won't they be suspicious if they see me in the car, too?
Well, naturally. Only they won't see you, Bart. Now, get in the back seat and cover yourself with a lap robe. That way you'll be out of sight, but handy when I need you.
Right. So we better get a move on. The whole scheme will be ruined if the real Clem shows up first.
We're getting that, Bud. I'm going to park beside that big tree with the low-hanging branches. Stay out of sight now.
I will.
Good. There doesn't seem to be a soul around. Places are dead. Well, it sure is quiet. Not a sign of anybody, Bart.
Better keep the horn.
I can't risk it. We might have a prearranged signal. I guess all we can do is wait here until they show up.
Sure is hot under this robe.
I wonder if we've missed them.
Well, we'll miss the game, too, if they don't hit us.
Somebody's coming through the bushes. Two men. We haven't seen them yet. Here, I go into my act.
All right, hurry up.
Right, you, Clem?
Come on ahead, quick.
You ready to jump them, Bart?
You looking for someone, buddy?
Clem sent me. He couldn't make it. Where's the package?
It's a trip, McCabe. Come with
us. Shut up. What package, buddy?
The jewels from the baggage car. Come on, I'm in on the whole deal. You got them off the Midford train. Jumped it at that slow curve. Now, come on, where is this guy?
McCabe, how do we know
this? All right, Fred, Clem, my understanding was all about the deal.
Yeah, we got the stuff all right, bud, but why kept you so long?
A detour, after all. Now, where's the stuff?
Yeah.
Thanks. Hold my gloves a minute, will you? Try to get out of this. Get up.
Sure.
And while you're at it, let's get a hold.
Hey, shut up! Come on,
right with you.
Hey, what's going on here? You gunfight, watch out! Mike, stop.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll take care of these two.
McCabe will be out for a month. Look at him.
Pretty mean-looking character, isn't he?
You sure knocked him cold.
It serves him right.
Now what? How about Clint?
Well, we'll wait for him.
But the game says... We're going to be late for the game.
We'll make the game all right, Bart. But this has got to be cleaned up.
Yeah. What's that in the bushes?
If either you two punks move a finger, I'll blow you to bits.
Bart, where is he? He's somewhere in the bushes. I didn't see him there.
Don't move, I'm telling you.
Go easy, Frank.
You're covered, boys, so don't make a move. That's it. Now turn around.
Do it again, Frank.
Reach good and high, punks. That's it. Now turn around. You heard me, turn around. That's better. Either one of you moves, you'll get a bullet in the back, see? You all right, friend? Fred, it's me, Glenn. Get up, come on.
Yeah.
Step out of it.
What happened?
I saw this car. I figured something would go wrong. So I parked down the road a bit and sneaked through the bushes on foot. These two punks are just about taking over. Here, take the rope.
Yes, Clem. I'm sure glad you turned up.
See if these two got guns.
Sure, Clem, sure. Here, Clem.
The jewels. We got everything. Give them to me. Now tie these punks up.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you and McCabe anyway, letting two punks like this bring things up? You can turn around and face me now, boys. That's it. Keep your hands up. Reach for those branches, I said.
They ain't got no guns or nothing, man.
Okay. Listen, smart boy. If you don't keep reaching for those branches, you'll be playing a house. Now keep your hands up, I said. Okay, Fred, tie them up.
Listen, Clem. So long as you're going to tie us up, can I take off these goggles and this cap?
Sure. Like to see what you look like anyway. Oh, the college type, eh? Okay, Fred. Tie the other one up first. I like looking at hands from here. Keep your hands in them branches, goggle boy, or I'll plug you. Up. That's it.
That's high enough.
My eyes.
Got it right. I got it right. Oh, good work, Fred.
Oh, look out, Mr. Bud. Nice going, Frank. Save the whole three of them.
Well, there's more rope in the car, Bud. Let's really tie these boys up.
That trick with the branches is wonderful. Caught them right smack in the eye.
Hey, Bud, we've got to take these boys into the police and then make that ball game.
Hey, made it, Frank. You missed that exactly when we're in time for the game.
What did the coach say?
Well, he asked him if I was ready to pitch. I told him the whole story. He just slapped me on the back and told me to get out of the field.
Who's your favorite bat, Mr. Merriwell?
Oh, thanks, Mike.
And yours, Mr. Hodge. Let's get a lot of hits,
Mike. Oh, we'll try, Mike.
Whatever happened to those crooks, Mr. Merriwell? Did they confess?
Yes, Mike. They spilled their whole story to the police. They're safely behind bars now.
Sure, thanks to you.
But you were the one who really trapped them, Mike.
Me? Gosh, I didn't do much.
Nothing but leave a trail so that we could follow you. That was really smart.
It sure was, Mike. Maybe you better explain something to us.
Well, sure, Mr. Hatch. What?
How did you manage to drop those pictures so that we'd find them? Didn't the crooks tie you up?
No, sir, they didn't. They started to tie my hands, but I promised not to fuss, so they didn't. I figured it was no use anyhow, and I wanted my hands free so I could leave the trail once we got off the train.
There you are, Bart. I told you Mike should get all the credit.
Yes, sir, you'd have got rid of them.
Oh, it wasn't anything. But how did you pull those branches into Clem's eyes and take the gun away from me?
But I've already told you three times, Mud.
I want to remember it word for word so I can tell all the kids back in the haven.
The big fellow from the airplane dropped off and raving.
Well, here goes the game, Mike. I'll tell you about it later. You better make it a good story because I have a feeling you won't be making any more road trips with the team.
Oh, I don't care. It was worth it. Only I just hope one thing.
Oh, what's that, Mike?
I hope I'm a better mascot to you than I was to those kids.
You better be. Well, we won't even let you carry the bats at the home game.
Company. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time when Frank Merriwell returns with another exciting story. Frank is played by Lawson Herder and Bart is Hal Cedar. Other members of the cast were Ronnie Liss, Joseph Bolin, Eugene Francis, Pat O'Malley, and Peter Hart. Original music is by Paul Carlson. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ethan Gilbert Brown and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Harry Duncan. Drive with care. Your life is in your hands. Holiday traffic will be heavy. Injury-causing smash-ups happen at the appalling rate of more than 1 a minute, all day, all night, 365 days a year. But it's a fact that traffic accidents can be reduced. And 28 states have reported decreases in motor vehicle deaths for the year 1947. So let's keep up the good work. Drive carefully and live longer. Don't drive if you've been drinking. And don't drive a dangerous automobile. Make sure your car is in tip-top condition. Check your brakes. Don't take chances with faulty windshield wipers or poor headlights. Remember, accidents don't just happen. They're caused by carelessness. So why not be careful at all times? Accidents can happen to you. The careless little chances each one of us take every day can explode into terrible tragedies. Last year, 1,100,000 Americans were injured, and 32,000 men, women, and children met death on the highway. So drive with care this Memorial Day weekend. Your life is in your hands. Be sure to meet the meet 1/2 hour from now, and stay tuned now for the adventures of Archie Andrews, heard over most of these NBC stations. Mel Brandt speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.